Well, Liam, Northwest Derby perhaps not as close as some of the recent ones, thanks to a goal blitz in the first half.
Yeah, in fairness, there wasn't a lot in it up until the goals, but I said three goals, it was called quality goals from where we're at, and it kind of, it's difficult to come back from that from Finn Harris' point of view, but in fairness, they put in a shift, Finn Harris did, and I thought they had the better in the second half, he took a foot off the pedal, and but look, we're just allowed 3 points.
He made a few personnel changes. I suppose the cup is at the back of everybody's minds. But guys out there were playing for places.
100%. And that's what we have to say right through the end of the season. We've got some big games coming up here with Shamrock Rovers, Derry City, both at home. We've Bowes away, Wolves away. And I want to make sure we finish the season off properly. We've obviously got the dog in the cup. And UCD next week in the league. So every game is important for us. We want to hope as we possibly can be from a table perspective. And equally with the cup, we've got the dog here. You know, we're going to put in a shift there as well.
I think that's 26 goals in your last 7 games, so it's great to have that bit of momentum.
Yeah, I had to say, being a forward myself, it is nice from a confidence point of view, and you know, just it's good for the group from a morale point of view as well. And you know, if we can just continue that into UCD next week and see where we go to form, we can put them there.
Any thoughts on the battle at the bottom in UCD and Harps? They still have to play each other. Harps 5 points ahead. It could go to the wire.
I could do, in fairness to Harps this evening, I thought they put in a good shift and they kept that even though they were 3-0 down. As you see in the second half, they put in a shift, they deserved their goal. I'm just glad us only put 2 minutes to go and they scored.
And Rafael Crotaro, a former legend here, he hit the post late on.
Yeah, he did actually, yeah, and that would have put it right, kept him on the pigeons there. But look, I think overall, over the 90 minutes, that was done enough to win it.
Yeah. And finally, I mean, the place is going to be buzzing here for that game against Dundalk. I mean, it could be a great end to the season.
If we were to beat Dundalk, it certainly would be. Look, we've played Dundalk here on the season, we've beaten them, albeit a very, very tight game. We've drew them up there, a one side game from there, and from where we're now, listen, it's a 90 minute game here. Where that's that distance away from getting to the Aviva. We calm down, make sure we get some sort of game plan against them, and see how we go.